Thank you for joining us for this podcast. I'm Eileen McCarthy-Harness, Senior Education Specialist at Search Institute here in Minneapolis. I'm excited to be talking today about the only evidence-based ninth grade reform program, Building Assets, Reducing Risks. With me today is Mr. Robert Laney, the new superintendent of St. Anthony Schools in Minnesota. Mr. Laney is the former assistant superintendent of St. Louis Park Schools, as well as the former principal of St. Louis Park High School. That was the first high school in the nation to implement the Building Assets Reducing Risks ninth grade program over 14 years ago. Mr. Laney's career in the education field spans over 30 years. In addition to his administrative positions, he started in the field as a teacher. His accomplishments are far too numerous to mention here, but suffice it to say, he's extremely experienced in and successful in the areas of strategic planning, program and student development, policy development, public relations, staff development and supervision, site facilitation, scheduling, training, and of course, budgetary responsibilities. Educated at both the University of Minnesota and Vanderbilt University, he holds a master's degree of education in addition to his administrative licensure. Mr. Laney and the staff at St. Louis Park High School developed and implemented the Building Assets Reducing Risk program. It has undergone a number of improvements over the years using a continuous improvement model. St. Louis Park is partnering with three other schools across the country to further improve this program. Schools implementing the program today will benefit from the experiences and learnings of that partnership. So we are very pleased to have Mr. Laney with us today to share his expertise and his experience from an administrator's point of view. So, Mr. Laney, people listening to this podcast have probably already listened to our first podcast where program developer Angela Jarabak described the Building Assets Reducing Risk program, its outcomes, components, key elements, etc. Today we want to talk about issues specific to the administrator who's considering implementation of this program. So since you were involved in the design and implementation of the program, can you speak to the changes you had to make from an administrator's point of view?
Sure. Thank you for having me, Eileen. This is a subject that's near and dear to my heart, as it is to all the staff members at St. Louis Park who helped develop it and have implemented it and improved it over the years, which almost encompasses probably 70 to 80% of the staff at St. Louis Park. So it is near and dear to our heart. As we move forward developing the program, some administrative factors that we have considered are, first of all, how do you block three teachers together for scheduling purposes? And this, we don't have a block schedule. Our schedule consists of 7 50-minute periods. But how do we link three teachers back to back to back so that they can work together on curriculum and also teaming types of activities? A second aspect that we had to consider was the teaming of the teachers in terms of personalities, experience, ability to work together, and their skill level. The more diverse a team, the more effective they are. At least that's what we found over the years. And that does become an art over time. A third factor was, how do you distribute the students in the blocks so that you get a balance of the diversity of your student body? A fourth factor was making sure that you schedule a common prep time for team meetings so that the three block teachers working together have a common time during the day with which to meet and do the various support activities that they do as a team. And a fifth factor was deciding on priorities to use when scheduling, because the teachers do teach other courses besides ninth grade courses. So, for example, if I'm a ninth grade English teacher, I might teach three ninth grade classes, but I might also have two senior English classes, for example.
So this sounds like you made numerous and comprehensive changes to implement the program, but obviously it was worth it for you. I'm wondering, what kind of administrative support did you require?
I think, first of all, working with the individual that does the scheduling, which at least initially was me, but it has changed hands over time to make sure that the scheduling component is done correctly. And also we provide an administrator whose primary role is supporting ninth grade students and staff For us right now, that's an individual who's labeled as a director of students. It's a dean-type position. It has been an assistant principal role, but that individual always has some other duty besides that. So, for example, currently our director of students has ninth grade as the primary responsibility, but also is responsible for supporting sophomores.
I'm guessing you probably had some other programs or initiatives going on in your school. And how did the Building Assets Reducing Risk program intersect?
We are an international baccalaureate diploma school, and we've also got a very strong advanced placement program. We use the ninth grade program to instill a sense of rigor in our students, academic rigor in our students. And we also focus on developing their writing and thinking skills, which are so important for success in the diploma program and in advanced placement coursework. And another aspect is we really try to challenge them academically freshman year, which is sometimes difficult to do with ninth graders. But we've been very successful, and typically about a third to half of our ninth graders moving into sophomore year elect to take some kind of advanced placement coursework as a sophomore.
Was that a change due to the implementation of the ninth grade program?
The Building Assets Reducing Risk Program, or BAR, certainly had an impact on the student involvement in those advanced type courses. The first year that we started the program, we had about 100 students taking advanced placement coursework, and they took about 150 tests. Last year, I think it was almost 700 kids in a school of 1,300, and they took 1,100 exams.
That's an impressive number. I know one of the components of the program is a curriculum called iTime that's taught within about 30 minutes once a week. Where is this curriculum best delivered?
We recommend that it be taught by the block teachers, which in our case are social studies, science, and English teachers. And the concept is of iTime is to build relationships between students and teachers, develop trust and credibility within that grouping. The students begin to understand that the teachers are there to support them both academically and socially, which is so critical in that ninth grade transition year. They understand that teachers can help them with problems other than academic problems if they happen to arise. And also, as we get into the year, the iTime curriculum is going to cause students to reflect about themselves, and having that trusted relationship with an adult is key to helping them navigate through those reflections. And as an example, Eileen, I've talked about chemical health. There is a chemical health iTime. We also teach chemical health in health classes. And what the students have told us is that they view the health teacher as having to teach that and don't really buy into necessarily what the health teacher is trying to work with them on, as opposed to a ninth grade teacher that they've developed a sense of trust and credibility that when they start talking about use and non-use, that they tend to take in what that teacher shares with them more than the health teacher.
And that makes a lot of sense, the importance of that relationship. I know that the program requires having staff meet on a regular basis. Does this require having to switch to a 7-period day?
No. There are currently a number of schools using different types of schedule models who have successfully implemented it. I think that we can work, I'm not sure if we've got every schedule model covered, but I think we can definitely work with different schools to figure out ways to implement the program. I know that it's working in 6-period days, and I know that it has been implemented, I believe, in a block schedule to it.
There's definitely some flexibility,
yes.
It sounds like, to
yes.
make this program fit within your school. What about teachers' unions? Were there any issues there?
We didn't run into any teacher issues, and I think one of the reasons we didn't is because we got teachers involved in the program very quickly, right away. And they saw the value of the program, and because of that, they help us work through any issues in that regard. And I know one of the partner sites has a very strong union structure, and they've worked very well with their union, and the union is very supportive of the program and has helped them overcome some hurdles, some contractual hurdles.
Great. Building assets, reducing risks is a program that serves all ninth graders versus just your high-risk ninth graders, which I think is a real plus about the program. So you've got to rework your ninth grade schedule a bit. How much work and time does that take?
One of the things that I've done, and I think that you have to do, is I think you have to focus on the ninth grade core classes when you begin. Typically, people that are doing scheduling will start with singletons or classes that just meet once a day, and or only have one section that meet will only meet once a day. But I think to maximize the ninth grade program, you need to start with your ninth grade core teachers. As I mentioned earlier, all our teachers teach other classes and other grades. So when you begin with the ninth grade blocks and then build around that, making sure that you're covering their meeting time so they get a common meeting time during the day. And then you can move and schedule the other courses around that. So, for example, you would schedule your ninth grade core classes, and then you might look at, say, 10th grade American history, where there are multiple sections, and a teacher that's teaching ninth grade, maybe teaching a couple of American history sections, you could schedule those at different times in the day.
Okay, so it sounds like it's very doable.
Yes.
Lastly, we all know that schools are struggling with budget constraints. How can a school justify spending money on another program? And is this one, in effect, a cost-saving measure for schools?
I wouldn't characterize it as a cost-saving measure, but I think just the concept behind building assets, reducing risks in general, is developed to support ninth grade transition and improve academic performance of ninth grade and help them build the skills for success in later years, sophomore, junior, and senior years. So I think you can justify it on that basis alone, because it's proven that it does have that kind of an impact. For us, in terms of an economic focus, Minnesota is an open enrollment state, which means that any student can attend any public high school they want to. And they are funded accordingly. Because of the Building Assets Reducing Risk program and its impact on school climate and helping us establish the rigorous coursework as a norm within the school, we've been attracting students to our high school. For example, last year, about between 25 and 30% of our ninth graders came from schools other than our feeder junior high school. So this has helped us increase student enrollment in a time when a lot of districts have declining enrollment, and obviously the financing follows, which has helped us from an economic standpoint.
Okay. Well, Bob, I want to thank you for coming in today and answering these pertinent questions and sharing your experience and your expertise. It's been a pleasure talking with you, and I think this will be very informative to other administrators looking at the program. I want our listeners to know that if you want to learn more about this innovative program, you can give me a call directly. Again, my name is Eileen, and I can be reached at 612-692-5555. Thanks for listening.